We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 a.m. in South Florida. 10:08 a.m. on Florida's Space Coast and Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates PA, a law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and satellite offices in Tampa, Fort Myers, and Naples. You're everywhere. And we are here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from one minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early this morning, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where you are in the state. So give us a call right here in the studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
All right. Good morning, everybody. And if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and our newsletters, just make sure to go to the show's website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list, because by joining each week, you'll get announcements about the show, our blog, our free seminars that we do all over the state, our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. Tomorrow's blog topic, drones in your condo or HOA and the problems and legal issues that come with them. Like, we don't have enough problems in our condos and HOAs. Now we're going to have little flying machines peeking into our windows. And, of course, if you'd like to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE, and the law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
Well, last week was our debut in Central Florida and the Space and Treasure Coast, and we are thrilled to be back again this week. We spent a lot of time talking about what community association managers are allowed to do and what they are not allowed to do.
Which may be more important, and we made it clear that due to a Florida Supreme Court decision that came out over the summer, CAMS should not be interpreting your documents. They shouldn't be interpreting the Florida statutes. They shouldn't be answering your legal questions or even determining how many votes are needed in your condo or HOA for a specific situation or how much notice needs to be given for certain meetings. The Florida Supreme Court made it clear all of that requires a law license.
And we also took a lot of emails from our blog readers who agreed with us when we said CAMS should not be certifying directors at these certification classes, because the whole seminar really teaches the law. And for that, too, you need to have a law license.
Yeah, that's certainly the position we took. How about we go to our first call? Let's take Ron from Hollywood. How are you, Ron?
Hello?
How are you, Ron?
Hey, how you doing, Eric? Hi, Karen, everyone, Mr. Spiro. The reserves are coming in for our roofs. However, there's 35 people not paying on our maintenance bills. How come we have to be responsible for them? It amazes me that people are letting them get away with this.
Well, so you're trying to collect money for your roof reserves. I know you had called before saying that the roof needs to be repaired. You're collecting reserves. What, 35 people in one association are not paying? That's not a good thing. Unfortunately, the way it works when you move into an association in Florida or anywhere else in the country for that matter, those that are not paying, unfortunately, everybody else picks up the tab in the interim.
Yeah, so, plus I'm not going to get an increase in my benefits this year, as you may be aware of.
Well,
I
understand
that. Happened with my place. I don't know if I'm going to be able to make up the payments or not.
Bottom line to me, Ron, is what's going on in your community where you have 35 people delinquent, and what types of actions are you taking in order to get those 35 people to pay? Because if you don't, bottom line is things are only going to get worse. So it might be time to take it up a notch in terms of how you go about collecting. Maybe your association is waiting too long, and you need to get the ball rolling a little quicker in terms of sending out that first notice of intent. You're in a condo. So remember, when you do collections in a condo, there's two things you have to do first. You have to send out a letter warning the person in the condo that, hey, you're delinquent. If you don't pay up in 30 days, we're going to file a lien. Then you have to wait for those 30 days to go by, and if the person still doesn't pay, you have to file a lien and give them another 30 days notice. So
why is that fair to us? I mean,
yeah, well, that's a good question. Why is it fair to you? And a lot of persons were complaining that lived in condominiums that said they thought it was unfair a couple of years ago that the first step that the association can do is file a lien on your property without notice. So a couple of years ago, the Florida legislature agreed and said, you know what? The first thing that a unit owner should get should not be a lien that's recorded on their property. So now they require attorneys to send out, or the association to send out for that matter, like a pre-lien letter, so the person gets an extra 30 days. And the reason why this is important is because we've now added at least another month to the process. So associations, if you want to be aggressive, don't wait too long, because, again, the Florida legislature now added even more additional time that you have to take before you can actually file a foreclosure. But, Ron, on that note, the phones are going nuts.
So thanks, Eric.
Thank you. How about we go to Bob in Naples? How are you, Bob?
Hello?
How are you, Bob?
Yes.
How can we help?
Hold on.
Turn the radio off there, Bob. Yeah, you're in an HOA.
And they take care of all my lawn care and everything, and it's in the covenants, and I've been having troubles with the president. You know, I email him things, and I state the Constitution, the covenants and everything. He don't like me. So, for some reason, all my lawn, front lawn, is totally dead.
Right.
And now he's saying I have to replace it. And I go, wait a minute. You are the covenant state. You take care of my lawn care.
Well,
so if they,
right, go ahead.
Can
it sounds
I
like there's obviously some personal problem going on between you and the president there. And okay. The bottom line is it all depends what the documents say. If you tell me that the documents say that the association takes care of the front, because let's say you're in a zero lot line property and they're responsible for all the landscape, then it's
yes.
irrelevant about your personal dispute you may be having. It's irrelevant whether or not he likes you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If he's not taking care of the lawn, or if he's directing the lawn maintenance company not to take care of the lawn, you have a cause of action against him. You know, and that's mm-hmm. one of those things that we teach at the seminar, where generally mm-hmm. speaking in the state of Florida, a director is not subject to individual liability. In other words, a director can do a lot of things and never get sued for it individually. Their personal assets are never at risk. Guess what one of those exceptions are? When you have a personal vendetta against somebody and the president takes actions to specifically harm that person when they're obviously not allowed to do that, then the president becomes personally liable. So maybe you'll get lucky and the guy will wind up actually cutting your lawn himself. Wouldn't that mm-hmm. be justice, right?
Should he contact your office?
Yeah, give us a call if you have a problem with that. We can certainly help you in that regard. 855, the number 4, Condor Craze. Again, 855-4 Condor Craze, Bob, okay? Don't take it. Let him know that the personal vendettas have to be put on the back burner. Make sure
can I take him to arbitration?
Can you take? Yeah, potentially you can, absolutely.
Do I need a lawyer in arbitration?
What do you want me to tell you? You don't need a lawyer? I mean, come
no.
on. Yeah, the other side's going to have a lawyer, so, you know.
Okay.
My advice is if any time a non-attorney is going up against an attorney, respectfully, you're at a disadvantage.
And it sounds like they're going to end up paying the attorney's fees, my friend.
Yeah, exactly. You win, you get fees, all right?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, Bob. How about
okay.
we go to line 3, Irvin in West Palm Beach. How are you, Irvin?
Good, Derek. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Got an election question for you. We have in our HOA, we have 3-year staggered terms.
Right.
But they're not following those 3-year staggered terms, even though that's what the Articles of Incorporation require.
Okay.
And one of the directors, who's also the president, failed to call the annual meeting last year and
okay.
The elections that correspond with it. And
right.
it was he was up for election then. Does he get to benefit from that?
Well, here's what's interesting. You see the prior phone call, Bob said, can I go to arbitration? So what mm-hmm. I'm going to tell you is that generally HOA disputes have to start out in mediation. Like, you can't go to court. You have to start out at the mediation table. You know what the exception to that rule is? Election and recall cases. Right. So if your HOA is not holding proper elections, you have mm-hmm. the right now to go file an arbitration action. And
okay.
that, sir, is what I would absolutely recommend. The arbitrator would get a copy of your documents, the ones that you were just referring to a minute ago. They'd
mm-hmm.
get the discovery from the association. They'd ask the association to prove when, in fact, the last election was. And if the association cannot prove that they're having elections in accordance with their governing documents,
mm-hmm.
you're going to win. They're going to require the association to have a new election quickly, timely, And in the end, you're going to wind up being the person who prevails. And as Karen mentioned earlier, as the person that prevails, you're going to be able to get back your attorney's fees and your costs.
Okay. You kind of touched on an email question I sent in for you. What if there are no minutes for any of our meetings?
If the association isn't keeping minutes of meetings and they're not giving you access to it, the statute's pretty clear. They have to give you access. In other words, they can't create records that don't exist, but perhaps in a separate arbitration action, the arbitrator can order them to keep minutes of records going further. The easy part is it would have been great if you could have picked up the phone and complained to the DBPR that the association's not keeping minutes. That would have been a lot better, but unfortunately in your situation, nobody to complain to because HOAs are not regulated by the DBPR. But, Erin, sorry, we got to take our first break. Hope that answered your question. I see we still have Dan on hold. Dan, just hang in there. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We will be back right after this.
Structural Engineering Professionals, or SEP, founded 15 years ago, specializes in providing clients with concrete repair, glass sliding door, and window projects throughout South Florida. We live in paradise here in Florida, but as time passes, our warm temperatures, summer rains, and salt air combine to cause lots of damage to the concrete and steel in our buildings. SEP will visit your building and give you straightforward answers about serious problems you might not even realize you have. Concrete problems are usually hidden, and it takes an expert like SEP to find them. SEP has assisted over 1,100 clients in South Florida. We will give you the best service and straightforward, honest answers at a reasonable price. Call SEP at 561-844-4060 and visit our website at struc-engineers.com. Again, the number to call for SEP is 561-844-4060. Call SEP. Get the whole story up front. Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Association Services of Florida, or Associa, has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years. As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Our own mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. We back up that statement with our superior senior management, all of whom have many years of experience personally managing communities and who provide expert support to the management, staff, and to our association's board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And view our website at associaflorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Ways, and we are here again. It's 11 a.m. In South Florida on 850 a.m. and we are also on 1080 a.m. in Central Florida and 1060 a.m. on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. And also, if you want to join us on the internet, go to condocrazeandhoas.com and click on the email the show tab. You can email us, call us at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585 if you have any questions for Eric.
All right. So let's just remind everybody, the election season is really right upon us now. And for both condominiums and HOAs, remember, if you don't get certified 1 year before becoming a board member or within 90 days after becoming a board member, you are automatically off the board. You're kicked out. You're gone. And one way of getting certified is by attending our popular Condo Craze board certification course that has now certified over 11,000 Floridians all over the state. We really have a busy schedule of free classes for everybody coming up all over the place. And here they are. How about kicking us off, Karen?
Well, on January 27th at 6:30 p.m., we will be at the Hard Rock in Hollywood. It's going to be a 5:30 p.m. check-in and free buffet.
Absolutely. February 13th, 9 a.m., we'll be in Orlando, Holiday Inn, Universal Studios.
March 2nd, 8:30 a.m., Miami Convention Center.
March 9th, 8:30 a.m., the Broward Convention Center.
March 30th, 8:30 a.m., Palm Beach Convention Center.
April 20th, 8:30, we'll be in Tampa Bay at the Tampa Bay Convention Center. And May 1st, we will be back at the Hard Rock in Hollywood to do a live radio show and Day of Education. And board members, please don't get certified by signing that silly self-serving affidavit. Come learn something at a class for a few hours. It's fun, it's educational, and you're going to be with peers in a great environment. And registration is really simple enough.
Well, just go to CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com or download the Condo Craze app on your iPhone or Android device and click on the Register for Our Seminars tab.
Yeah, they fill up fast, so register early. All right, how about we go to Dan. How are you, Dan? Sorry to keep you hold.
No problem at all. I always listen to you, so
thank
I learn
you
from
much.
You.
How
and I
help?
Have a little bit of a problem here in my condo, and I wanted to get your advice. I have what everybody calls a condo commander who moved in a couple of years ago. And they
those
have a,
don't exist. Those are like, that's like Bigfoot. You know what I'm saying? Condo commanders don't exist.
All right. Well, no, here it exists, I'm sure of it. And he has a connection with the management company. Between the two of them, the management company gives us absolutely no service. They don't answer us. They don't give us any information on what's going on, because we had he got involved in a lawsuit here, and it's been a mess. And so we're having a meeting here in about 10 days when he comes back. And the first question I want to ask is, they're down to four board members. Is that a legal meeting, or is that not right?
Well, don't know. I have no idea how many board members are required to be on your board. If the
generally
that,
five.
Okay, then four out of five would be fine. You'd still have a quorum of board members in attendance, yes.
I see. So that's no problem. So that would be a legal meeting. That's what I was concerned. And any advice on how to handle these kind of people? Because they don't communicate. They don't answer. He comes in. He does what he wants. And if somebody objects to it, he tells them to go to hell. And
here's the bottom line, Dan. You know, for whatever reason, it seems to me that the board and or just perhaps the president likes the management company that they have. Or, you know, they're working together, or they have some sort of relationship. Whatever it is. As long as those four board members are the board members and they want to keep that management company, no, there's nothing you can do about it. The only thing I can tell you is, you know, this the same old adage, if you don't like the people that are on the board, it's time to step up and try to replace them. Run for the board. If you can beat them in an election fair and square, then you take over, and if you can, you cancel that management contract. But
well, the management company has many times not returned papers for people to who wanted to get on the board.
Well, again, what you can this condo or an HOA?
Condo.
Okay, 15% of the people that live in the association, if they want, they can sign a petition and they can have the ombudsman's office actually handle the election process. So that might be one way you want to go if you want some help. You want to take it somewhat out of the management company's hands and put it into the hands of the state. You can do that, again, just by getting the 15% to sign. If you want help finding that form, just give us a call tomorrow in the office, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze again, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze, okay? Thanks for
Craze.
The call, Dan. Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you for your help.
You got it. All right, taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. By the way, our listeners should know that you know, we spoke a lot about what happened last week. So if you missed last week's show, I really think it's an important show, and you still want to hear it, just go to the show's website at www.condocrazeandhoas.com. We actually have every single show that we ever did posted online for you to listen to, and all the topics that we speak about are listened to. So let's say you have a particular topic you want to research, perhaps get some information about. Look it up. It's all there. Anybody can listen to it at any time at your convenience. But today, however, we're going to move on to some condo and HOA politics, because as we all know, for the next year, we're going to be bombarded, if
yes.
you're not tired of it already, by the press with the 2016 election for president of the U.S. And but, you know, why should only those candidates get all the attention? You know, all of our listeners have elections in their communities coming up within the next month or two in many cases. So today, instead of talking about the 15 or so people running for president of this country, let's make it a little bit more personal. We want to know about the president in the community you guys live in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is he or she like? Does your president like to hear themselves talk like, you know, Trump? Or do they like to hide emails, perhaps, like Hillary? Maybe they think they're a brain surgeon, like Ben Carson. Or maybe they think that only the rich should pay condo or HOA assessments, like Bernie Sanders, I guess, would think. But or maybe your president's a little more on the quiet side, perhaps like our former governor, Jeb Bush, who seems to be kind of disappearing, actually.
Yeah.
So we asked our blog readers for some of their thoughts about their own association president. And we want our listeners to call in with their thoughts, 877-850-8585. Karen, how about starting us off with what our blog reader Susan said?
All right. Well, what is it going to take for the state of Florida to clamp down on HOAs and make them follow the law? Why write a statute for HOAs but make it impossible to enforce? After 5 months, we still have a vacancy on our board and a board member that still isn't certified. Aren't they off the board?
They are off the board.
Yeah.
It's exactly right.
Our president signed an affidavit rather than attend a class. Shame, shame, shame. And he does not know the statute, covenants, or Roberts rules. Why are these mini governments allowed to exist if they are run so improperly? Hopefully, in the near future, we can stress to legislators that this cannot continue. It is mind-boggling that no one cares.
All right, so apparently, this president is perhaps too smart to attend a class, and instead he signed that affidavit. So I guess that puts him in the category that we're talking about before, or the brain surgeon category, like Ben Carson. But you want to know as to why the legislature doesn't help, Susan? You know, for the last few years, I've been trying to get legislation passed in Florida that would allow the DBPR, you know, the Department of Business and Professional Regulation, to have some regulation authority over not just condos, but also HOAs. And just to remind our listeners, if you live in a condo, every owner of a condo unit in this state, you're already paying the DBPR $4 per unit per year. And that money is spent on arbitrators who hear your cases, spent on document examiners who make sure developers are preparing the initial governing documents in accordance with Florida law. It's spent on investigators who investigate complaints against association. There's a hotline out there for them to answer your questions. There's a website with forms, and it's, you know, a lot more. HOA owners, on the other hand, sure, you don't pay the $4, but guess what? You get none of those things,
right.
Not one. And I've said it many times. Let's say an owner in a condo comes to our office and complains that the board hasn't prepared financial statements for the past 5 years. All we simply do is tell that owner, hey, file a complaint with the DBPR. They're going to investigate it. They're going to make the association send out the financial reports. And the bottom line is that owner hasn't spent one nickel, not a nickel, on attorney's fees to get some relief. On the other hand, same exact situation. An owner in an HOA comes into my office with the same exact problem. I can't tell him go to the DBPR for help because the DBPR can't help him under current Florida law. So that poor guy is now forced to hire a lawyer for thousands and thousands of dollars. So again, Susan, this year we're going to try to convince the Florida legislature that the fees for condo owners should be reduced from $4 per unit to $2 per unit. So actually condo owners would benefit. And HOA owners, though, they should also pay $2 per home. And everybody would receive the same amount of help from the DBPR. Technically, it's all the same type of living anyway. I don't want to hear from arguments that, well, condos and HOAs are so different. They're not. They're all squeezing a bunch of people into a limited amount of space, and everybody got to live happily ever after. And they should all be basically governed by the same set of rules. But if and when we get a bill number, rest assured, we're going to pass it on to all of you and urge you to contact your local House and Senate members to support that bill. Quickly, how about we go to Karen in West Palm Beach? Karen, you there?
Yes.
How can we help?
Yes. I'm going to make a fast This is an association. It's we feel the corrupt board. We had a property manager that was let go because there was a lot of things that were going on that should not have been done in the condo development, done by an unlicensed worker. And for example, three roofs were put on that were not needed. We got verification from a engineer. We want to know who's responsible to pay for all these things that this unlicensed contractor did, and they knew he was unlicensed before they hired him, but they kept doing all types of deals with him.
Okay, let's
also
do...
including fixing exterior walls in the building.
Karen, I'm gonna ask you to hold while we take a break, and when we get back, you may be surprised at what the answer is in this regard. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or painting and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700. Visit the website cdri.et.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.net.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Good morning and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer and Associates, and we are taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And if you have a product or service that our Condo Craze and HOAs listeners can use. Why not become a sponsor of our Condo Craze and HOA's radio show, which, by the way, is heard on 850 AM in South Florida, 1080 AM in Central Florida, and 1060 AM on Florida's Space Coast and Treasure Coast. All of our sponsors have a commercial during the show, have display tables at all of our live events that do throughout the state of Florida, and can meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members. Their company's logo and website are posted on the Condo Craze website and on our email blast that we send out every week, as well as in our newsletters, and we send those out to tens of thousands of community associations all around the state. Talk about a bang for your buck. To find out more, just visit the show's website at CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com. Remember to download our Condo Craze and HOAs app on your iPhone or Android device. Here's what the app does when you download it and touch the button that you now have an instant access to all the Florida laws governing association, whether it's condos, HOAs, or even co-ops, and you even get the Florida's administrative code, and you can listen to any past Condo Craze shows instantly.
You can even go directly to the show's website, see who our sponsors are. You can go directly to the website for Glazer & Associates, find out more about our law firm. Instantly send us your questions and comments even while we're on the air. Read our newsletters, register for our seminars, read our blog articles that we publish online every Monday. Again, all in one new Condo Craze and HOAs app. All right. Before we went to the break, we were talking with Karen, and Karen raised an interesting point from West Palm Beach that her board was, had entered into a contract to make roof repairs with an unlicensed worker, and what do we do about the money, I guess, that's apparently owed to them? And Karen, you may be surprised to learn that in the state of Florida, if an unlicensed person does work that requires a license, guess what? They're not entitled to a dime, even if they did the work, even if they finished everything. They can't sue the association for breach of contract, and they can't even sue the association for what's called quantum merit, which is the value of the services that they performed. You know, Florida has a public policy against making sure that the work is done by licensed, qualified personnel. So the bottom line is someone who's not licensed and not qualified, we don't care if they started the work, finished the work, they don't get a dime. So they shouldn't be paid, you know, anything whatsoever. So, again, I hope that answers your question. And we still have Dan from Tampa on line two. How are you, Dan?
Good, Eric. How are you doing?
Okay. How can we help?
First question is on material alteration to a common area in a HOA, not a condo.
Much different than in a condo.
What's that?
Much different standard in an HOA as opposed to a condo.
Right. Is there a threshold for what a board can do without getting membership approval?
Okay. Generally, material alterations in a condo, you'd need a 75% vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's basically listed in the statute. In the in the HOA statute, you can search it and you'll never see anything that uses the term material alterations. But what you will see is language to the extent that the property has to be used for its intended purpose. So if the original governing documents show like a recreational area, you know, with swings and stuff for the kids to play on, you can't take that recreational area and turn it into something other than that. For example,
okay,
like a tennis court, you know, just for the adults, or a put up a building or a library or a workout area. No, because that wasn't the intended purpose for that area. So it's a little easier, I think, in an HOA to make that type of a material alteration, because you wouldn't need the 75%. Again, you just have to basically show that the property is generally being used for the purpose for which it was intended. Okay, that's the big difference.
Now, this was a little different. This one was the association purchased a lot from a developer back in 96. So this is not listed in the original governing documents. How would that change things?
When you say it's not, it was purchased from a developer, is it a parcel that's not actually, wasn't included in the original plat of your community? Like separately owned property now. In other words, if it's not part of the recorded governing documents of your community, and yes, the board would probably have a lot of wide latitude in terms of what it could now do with that property, because it's actually a property located off-site. So it's separately owned property, not included in the covenants for your community. So again, board would be given wide, wide latitude. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Dan.
One on revitalization?
I'm sorry?
You have time for a question on revitalization?
Real quick.
Five separate units, got revitalized separately with the state. Is there a need to consolidate them now that's over?
Five separate communities, each wound up, each with a separate declaration of covenants. All of them expired. Now all of them wound up getting revitalized, right? And you want to govern them under one community?
We already just have one board of directors.
You have one association, but you want to have one governing set of documents? Good luck.
I'm not sure it's really possible.
Right, exactly. I would argue to restrict the property now to a new set of restrictions would require 100% of the owners in that community and potentially their mortgagees. So good luck. That isn't going to happen. Okay?
Yeah, no. No
Thank
problem.
You very much. Thanks for the phone call, Dan.
And you'll get Eric's bill in the mail.
All right. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. We said we wanted to know more about what's going on in your community in terms of your president. So tell us what Walter R. said, Karen.
Let's talk about a president of my acquaintance. He was scrupulously honest before all else, friend or foe. All were treated alike. He was the last to sign a check, then only in an emergency. He believed that the rules as provided in the condo docs applied to all equally, and that being on the board meant that you should set an example, not be exempt. And he and the board served for 4 to 5 years prior to being replaced by those who did not want rules enforced. The next year was spent by the new board in trying to find just where, how he stole. Sorry, you can't find what doesn't exist. And he wanted to learn everything about condos and the law and the physical place in which he lived. More than this cannot be asked of any condo president.
Got to tell you, I got to admit, that's the nicest words I think I ever heard anybody say.
Very nice.
About their board president. It's almost too good to be true. And I'm kind of wondering if Walter's talking about himself in the third person, actually. But, you know, you got to think about it. How unusual is it to hear, unfortunately, unusual is it to hear nice words about the president of a community association? We're doing this show how many years? 7 years, right? Can we really count on one hand how many nice calls we got about how great the board man? And that is unfortunate.
That was glowing.
It really is. And for Walter to write that in, that is a refreshing change, to say the least.
Well, another blog reader writes and says, our president has no idea what a budget is. Oh, dear. And is spending our reserves without approval of the other board members. The treasurer and he are removing large amounts of money to pay for bills that they have not budgeted for. Both of them have no idea what a budget is and how to operate with one. Instead, they just spend the money.
That's good timing here, because now is the time of year when boards are generally preparing their 2016 budgets. So a couple of reminders that I just want to wake everybody up about, because you're in the middle of budget season. First, you know, the budgets get passed by your board and not the unit owners. There's always so much confusion about that, that unit owners complaining that their board never gets a their vote to participate in approving the budget. Your vote's not required. The board is the one that passes the budget, not the unit owners. And if you're in a condo, make sure that that budget is mailed to the owners 14 days in advance of the budget meeting, and it's not just posted in the community. In a condo, when you send out the budget, this is so crucial, and again, the question here talks about reserves. So remember, when you send out that budget, everybody, it has to include fully funded reserves, must include fully funded reserves. And if the board is going to give the unit owners the right to waive or reduce the funding of reserves, you can also mail out what the budget would look like, showing how if there were no reserves, if the reserves were completely waived, or if the reserves were even reduced. But the bottom line is, one of the copies that you send out has to show what it will look like fully funded. And that board that we just mentioned better not be using the reserve funds to pay ordinary bills, because if they use the reserve funds for purposes other than that what they were intended for, without a vote of those owners, those funds are going to have to find their way back into that reserve account. But let's take a break. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. On anything and everything condo or HOA related, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak to our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations. We are a clear leader in the marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about Mack, Mack & Waltz and how they can save you money and improve insurance programs, call 954-640-6225. Ask Greg Waltz, one of the owners, at extension 141 or extension 149. Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group, let us protect your association.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
Has a flood or other disaster struck your community? Is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years' experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl, and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal, a team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24-7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Craze and HOAs here on 850 WFTL and also on 1060 AM Florida's Space Coast and also on 1080 AM in Central Florida. You're listening to Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates and Karen Curtis here. This is Condo Craze and HOAs. We're taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
On that note, how about we go to, is it Verona from Tamarack? How are you? Verona?
Yes.
Hey, how can we help you?
Hi, good afternoon. Good morning. I live in a condo in Tamarack, and I recently bought here. I read the documents, And it says, in the absence of the president, the vice president can sign. In the absence of the secretary, the assistant secretary can sign. Nowhere in there have I seen anything about treasurer. Is that acceptable? And we do have a treasurer, and the treasurer signs checks.
Okay. Bottom line is, and it's a good question, you should be absolutely operating in accordance with what your bylaws say. That's the exact reason why they were put there. And as long as we're on that note, it's interesting because a lot of times, you know, you thank God you bothered to read your bylaws, Verona, because we teach this at the seminar. A lot of times the persons who are on a board, even if they're on the board for years, they use that term bylaws incorrectly. So I'll get a call in the office saying, hey, Eric, sue this person or sue that person because they're violating our bylaws. They're probably not violating the bylaws. The bylaws is a very specific document, like you found out, Verona. It specifically talks about how your association is to operate as a corporation. For example, it says what the name of that corporation is. It tells what the meeting place is, what the specific address is for the association, how many boards of directors there should be, how many members there should be, what the specific officer positions are, and what those specific responsibilities are for those positions. So, yes, you looked in the right place, but that's the purpose of the bylaws, and I think it's smart of you to bring it to the attention of your community association president and remind them what the bylaws specifically say. Or option B, if you have a management company, let the management company know that the checks that they're perhaps making out should only be signed by the persons who are authorized to sign those checks in accordance with the very specific provisions of your bylaws. But good for you for actually taking out the time to read them. How about we go to Maggie in Miami? How are you, Maggie? Maggie May, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right. How can we help you?
I have a question about material alteration. You spoke to it about HOAs, but I live in a condo community, and they changed the paint scheme of our entire buildings. We live on 20 acres, but there was no vote.
Oh, that's the worst thing that could happen. Changing changing the paint scheme, like that's the number one no-no for a condo association. That is absolutely a material alteration. If you're changing the color scheme, it absolutely, without exception, requires a vote of the community unit owners, probably a three-quarters vote. And let me tell you what happens a lot of the time, Maggie. All it takes is one owner to file an arbitration action against the association, and the arbitrator is going to enter a ruling that says, guess what, you didn't get the vote. You have a choice here. I'm going to give you, let's say, 30 days to go and get the vote, the three-quarter vote. And if you don't have it, you're going to paint it back to the color that it was. Right. So your association could have spent tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's right. It's a good, great phone call. It was hundreds of thousands of dollars, and they failed to get a vote of the community. Just boggles your mind how associations still make errors like this, because this is, you know, this is condo law 101. I'm sorry?
Yeah, we have a professional property management company. You would think that they would tell them these things.
Hey, remember what we were talking about in the beginning of the show and all last week? You know, but the bottom line is, let's assume for a second that there was a paint contract out there for hundreds of thousands of dollars. That contract should have been reviewed by an attorney to begin with. So if, you know, any attorney at our firm was given that contract to review, believe me, the first thing we would have came back with is, wait a minute, before
we have attorneys. We pay a lot of money for attorneys.
I'm sure
and they
you do, damn attorneys. But the bottom line is, did your attorney advise you that, hey, before we sign this contract, you need that vote?
No.
Yeah, well, therein lies a problem as well. I think you should have been advised. In other words, if this contract was given to me, for example, let me give you an example. This week, one of my clients gave me a contract to review for installation of security cameras in their condominium association. Big building here in Hollywood. And I said, wait a minute, before I spend time reviewing this contract, please tell me that you got the votes to make these material alterations, because the installation of security cameras, that's also a material alteration. So did you get the vote? Absolutely. It is.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'm not happy with the advice you might be getting out there. But,
no, but can I ask one more question about material alterations? So we have also garbage enclosures, you know, in the parking lot. And we had them, they were wood, and they changed them to metal fencing, which I believe is just like a, you know, like a maintenance issue. So it's not necessarily a material alteration,
I would agree with that. That's considered a repair. If you're going from, if you're increasing the type of material because this new material is less likely to fail, I have no problem in making that type of, that's not a material alteration. That's considered a repair,
however,
no vote needed.
Right. However, they added on enclosures for our recycling bins, which are new. It's a new structure. So they got, it's a violation of, you know, the county came out and gave them a violation because it's a new structure and they didn't get permit.
Right.
So would that be a material alteration?
Sure. If you're putting up walls, absolutely.
New structures.
Yeah, you're putting up structures, absolutely would be considered a material alteration. There's cases
especially
out there that
the
says if you put in...
that's still a common...
Yes, it's still a common element. I mean, there's cases out there that say if you put in a sprinkler system in certain areas that you can't even really see, it's still considered a material alteration. So, yes, and again, like I said, it's going to take one aggravated owner to file a lawsuit here, and they're going to prevail, and they could potentially make the association put everything back to the color scheme that it was.
But then they're going to have a special assessment and have to pay more money
that
individually.
Absolutely could be. That's right.
That's the
problem. It's like your dog chasing its tail. But again, one angry owner, and that's what's going to happen. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Maggie. That's not a good situation there in Miami. All right, Karen, tell us what Penny says about her president.
Our president is a joke.
How nice.
But we're talking about a president of association.
Okay. I thought Obama. All right, go ahead.
He sits back and lets the maintenance man and his wife, who is a convicted felon, run the community. Nothing gets done and no fines are handed out because they don't have a fining committee. We paid a lot of money for cameras to watch our compact area for people leaving junk, but they don't know how to look up the footage, so no one gets fined.
Sounds familiar, right?
Right. The last board was much better, but was ousted by the very ones running the place now because they wanted to get their hands back in HOA affairs. The state is stupid for not having an organization to oversee HOAs since there is so much going wrong.
Okay, a lot said by Penny there, actually. She's upset that the maintenance man's wife has a record and seems to be running the show. Penny, let me tell you how things were really just a few years ago for HOAs. The condo statute had a provision in there that says a director who's arrested for embezzling funds from the association, you're removed from that condo board pending a determination of the charges. But guess what? The HOA statute never even said that. So there were cases coming out of Central Florida where the president was getting arrested for stealing association funds from his HOAs and continued to serve as president of that HOA from his prison cell. I mean, believe it or not, that's what was going on. So, and that's when we argued in Tallahassee, we got to go get that law changed. And it really wasn't too difficult convincing some senators and House members that law should protect HOA members as well. And it's also, again, interesting that Penny says cameras were installed, but the board doesn't know how to use them.
Right.
Because, well, one issue we just hit on, the first issue is that in the condo installation of security cameras, like we said, that's considered a material alteration, and therefore a vote of the unit owners would be required. Next, you know, what do you do with those videotapes that the board is now, you know, taking pictures of everybody back there? Is that considered an official record of the association? No, it isn't. That was just clarified as of July 1st to say only written records are official records of the association. So these video recordings are not official records, and they can't be seen by anybody. But let's do this. Let's quickly take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 AM and 1080 AM in Central Florida and 1060 AM on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, and we're going to tell you what we're going to talk about next week.
All right, we'll finish up with more about wanting to know about your condo or HOA president. We'll talk about Veterans Day that I guess coming up this week. Fly the flag at your own risk. There's always lawsuits flying around this time of year about the flag. Hopefully none happen this year, but we'll talk about a great case in Utah where the association says that flying the American flag, that's a decoration and you better take it down.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll also talk about a Brookville, Florida couple who allegedly got arrested for failing to disclose defects to their home that they sold, actually wound up getting arrested. And we'll talk about what the law in Florida is when selling your home. Everybody, thanks for tuning in to a fast-paced Condo Craze and HOAs
good
today.
Stuff.
Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you same time next week. Have a great week, everybody.